This meeting will come to order for July 20th, 2021, regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission. We ask you to please stand for the invocation and the pledge of allegiance. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us today and that we may make the right decisions for what's best for everybody in our community. We ask you to please bless the leaders of our city and our county, as well as our state officials. We thank you for the abundance of rain, which is well needed in our community. And we ask you to please bless the men and women who served our armed forces of our great country. In your name we pray, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We thank everybody who's here. We have six people here today on the commission board. Thank you for being here. And I still invite those commissioners who wish to come, please do, if you feel it's in your best interest for your health. And we'll move forward. Okay. For those who are participating in today's meeting, for our petitioners and members of the public, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down to several parts. First, notices, proclamations, acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendations and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. For those of you in computer world, do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and the staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you use raise your hand feature on your computer during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use raise your hand feature. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for a rebuttal and then additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. Okay, so let's begin. I need a vote. I need a approval of the agenda. Wants to make a motion?
This is Coles. I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
No, it's second.
We'll do it verbal and make it easier. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Against? Thank you. Next, we have notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Notice, August 10th, 2020 will be the regular MPC meeting held here at 1:30 p.m. Or you may go to the webinar virtual to access, go to www.thempc.org. Next will be a vote of items requested to be removed from the final agenda. Item 3, rezoning map amendment, Silcope Road rezoned from PBC to PB, and rezoning map amendment 5427 and 5431 La Roche Avenue rezoned from BN1 to EO to BN. Is there anybody here on that item? Nope, we will take a vote. I need a motion.
Mrs. Cole's motion to remove items 3 and 4 from the final agenda.
No, it's second.
We'll do a verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And now items requested to be withdrawn, and we'll have a vote on that. Item number 5, rezoning map amendment, 6098 Ogeechee Road, rezoned from RA to BN and RTF. Number 6, rezoning map amendment, 10601 Abacorn, 99, 101, 103, 105, 107, 109, and 111 Wilshire, rezoned from PD to BN. Number 7, special use approval request on the same item, Wilshire, file number 21001929. Number 8, item 8, a special use approval request, 337 Bull Street. And number 9, a special exception request, East President Street, reduced separation requirement between transitional shelters. I need a motion to have, is anybody here on those items? If so, those are being requested to be withdrawn. I need a motion.
No one makes motion. Are these coming back at a later date? Not at all.
They're withdrawn.
I just want to make sure. Thank you. Motion.
Cole, second.
Verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody again?
Aye.
Thank you. Now we go to the consent agenda, which will need a vote. Approval of the June 29th, 2021 briefing and regular meeting minutes, and authorization for executive director to execute fiscal year 2022 FHWA PL funding contract for core MPO's annual formula. All those in favor, say aye. Make a motion.
Coles makes a motion.
Thank
to
you.
Approve the consent
no,
agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone against? Okay. There's no old business. We're going to go to regular business. Item number 12, rezoning map amendment, Ogeechee Road, rezoned from BC to IL. And Mr. Marcus Lotson, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. The item before the board at this time is a request to rezone 4524 Ogeechee Road. This property is approximately 7.8 acres in size and is located on the north side of Ogeechee Road. And it is located here on the vicinity map. This is a tax map that shows actually 4 parcels, but since this, the property has been recombined, those 4 parcels are now 2 parcels. There was a recombination that was approved in June to combine these parcels, and I will show you that here. So those 4 parcels that you see here, which would have been 1 and then 2, 3, 4, have been combined to create parcel 1 located here, abutting Ogeechee Road, and the remainder of that parcel and the parcels here along the private drive have all been combined into 1 property. So that's part of the reason that the petitioner is proposing to rezone the property. Now that the property lines have changed, the property is split zone currently between the BC and IL zoning classification. So what they're proposing is that the frontage along Ogeechee Road and this parcel 1 here, which is approximately 1.7 acres, maintain the BC zoning classification, and the new parcel 2, which includes, let me zoom out a little, all the properties here, maintain the light industrial classification. Reason being that you can see here the split on the zoning map between the BC and the IL. But this property is part of an existing industrial site. The property is bounded on the east side by a self-storage facility, And then the remainder of the adjacent properties are industrial in nature. As you can see in along this portion of Highway 17, it's not uncommon, unfortunately, that there are some split zone properties. Reason being is because you have some very large parcels. For example, these parcels on the south side where you can see the property lines extend beyond the zoning line. That reason being is that the frontage of the properties are often commercial in nature, where the rear of the properties are not. We did review and we had this a little bit of this discussion in the pre-meeting regarding Ogeechee Road as a whole and whether or not, you know, there are land use and zoning issues that need to be looked at separately here. We have been given it a lot of consideration as it relates to the review of the comprehensive plan. We believe that the zoning in this case is the appropriate zoning as shown, as proposed rather, with the BC on the front and the light industrial on the rear, considering the existing land use and the development pattern around this property. But at large, there probably are other zoning related issues that need to be considered for Ogeechee Road. For this particular property, staff is recommending approval to rezone the property to make it consistent with the new property lines that were established in this plat that you see here that has been recorded, to allow parcel one to become BC and parcel two to become light industrial. Be happy to answer any questions.
First, is the petitioner here at all?
Yeah, him on the line.
Would like to make a presentation.
Yes, I am.
Please state your name for the record, sir, and you have 20 minutes, and if you can make it shorter, that'd be great.
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Rowland. And as he, Marcus stated, we're just trying to abide by kind of the guidelines that we had understood from MPC that the corridor along Ogeechee Road would remain, BC for the most part, and that, the property behind it, which abuts the remaining of our industrial operations, could be light industrial, which is why we went through the steps of the recombination and subdivision of the property in prior months. The usage of the land behind there is in keeping with the other parts of our operation, the industrial nature, scaffold warehouse and storage facility. So it's really nothing different than the other types of work that we're doing. The parcel one that we've subdivided and that will remain BC, we intend to keep wooded as a buffer. So really keep be a buffer between our what we intend to construct going forward in our general development plan. So it'll be out of sight from traffic along Ogeechee Road.
Okay. Anybody on the board have any questions for the petitioner or staff? Is there anybody in the audience wishes to speak on this topic? Is anybody in the computer world out there?
I see no hands.
No hands?
Okay. I asked this during the pre-meeting, but we had no correspondence for or against this project, correct?
That's right, Mr. Noah. For the record, we did mail out notices to adjacent property owners. The signs were posted on the site and staff did not receive any comments from any adjacent property owners.
Okay, well, no further questions, any discussion? Now put it for a motion.
This is Coles, I make the motion that we approve the staff's recommendation for approval.
No, a second.
Okay, we'll take a vote. Michael Brown. Roel Joyner. Mr. Tom Woodwoody.
Aye.
Malik Watkins.
Aye.
Dwayne Stevens.
Aye.
Mr. Joseph Irvin?
Yes.
Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Travis Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Eula Parker?
Yes.
Mr. Wayne Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Lee Smith?
Yes.
Maureen Bowles?
Yes.
And myself, Joe Welch, yes. Motion has its passed. Thank you. Next, we'll go to item 13, Master Plan Amendment, 143-149, Shellbark Way, Highland Park. Office to Neighborhood Center.
Mr. Chairman, this item is a request to amend the Godly Station Master Plan, which was initially approved back in 1996. And there's been a myriad, really, of amendments since that time, which is not uncommon on a master plan that builds out over that number of years. This particular request is specific to 143 and 149 Shellbark Way. These properties currently have a land use designation of public institutional and office, which are the highlighted properties shown on the map here. The petitioner is requesting that these properties be reclassified as neighborhood center. And under the language of the plan development for Godly Station, the neighborhood center designation allows the uses that are permitted within the BN zoning classification of the zoning ordinance. And generally, that's uses that are related to retail, commercial, office, and other non-residential uses. One thing I would like to point out is that in the existing language of the master plan has some conditions associated, I should say had some conditions associated with land use. And one of the those conditions have since expired. So I want to point that out to the board because this will constitute a change from the current approved master plan if this is adopted. So if you can see under number 4, under master plan amendment notes, it states that allowed uses within the neighborhood center are defined in the table of allowed uses in the BN zoning district, as I mentioned, with the exception of the restrictions defined in the deed that have been recorded. And those restrictions included to prohibit uses, convenience stores, gas stations, grocery stores, neighborhood shopping centers, and retail spaces in excess of 7,500 square feet, as well as distribution warehouses in excess of 35,000 square feet and flex warehouse space as well. So that language exists on the current master plan. Now, as of April, I believe it was, that deed has expired, which means then that those uses are no longer prohibited, and all the uses that are permitted under the BN zoning designation can now be established in the neighborhood center land use classification under the language of the PUD. The document terminating those restrictive covenants is here attached. And if I go back, I'll go to the proposed master plan, which does several things. Primarily, it brings the two parcels here that were shown highlighted in the current master plan, brings those properties into the neighborhood center designation, and amends the language regarding that restrictive covenant. It also updates the current FEMA designation for the properties for floodplain management. And it also shows the extension of Benton Boulevard, which hadn't occurred at the time the current master plan was established, but that has been shown here. Staff is recommending approval of these changes to the master plan. And should they be adopted, the applicant will provide us with an official, if you will, updated master plan. The applicant is in the hearing room today to answer any questions and may have a presentation. But with that, as I mentioned, we're recommending approval, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I asked the petitioner if you'd like to come forward at this time. If you have a presentation, you have 20 minutes, sir.
Thank you, sir. My name is Michael Roach. I'm a civil engineer with Thomas and Hutton. Good seeing people in person again. I don't really have anything to present. I think Mr. Lotson did a good job of covering everything. I'm just here to answer any questions y'all may have.
Any questions from commissioners here? Anybody, any commissioner on the computer world have a question for petitioner? Anybody in the audience here on this topic? Nope.
I see no hands.
No hands? Okay. Is there any discussion? Yes, sir.
My normal question, did we get any correspondence, calls, concerns for or against this project?
We did not, Mr. Noah. The applicant did hold a neighborhood meeting regarding this petition, but we don't have any correspondence from neighbors on this.
And this matter will be coming back to us when he lays out what it is he's going to put there, correct?
Well, let me answer it this way. It depends. Right now, this matter will be closed with your action today in terms of the land use change.
Right.
Depending upon what the gentleman here or future developer comes back with, it may require approval by the Planning Commission.
Okay. Any further discussion? I'll look for a motion.
This is Coles. I make the motion that we approve the staff's recommendation of approval.
Noah, second.
We'll go to a vote. Mr. Michael Brown. Mr. Rural Joyner. Mr. Tom Woodwoody.
Aye.
Dr. Watkins.
Aye.
Dwayne Stevens.
Yes.
Joseph Irvin.
Yes.
Karen Jarrett.
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein.
Aye.
Mr. Travis Coles.
Aye.
Ms. Eula Parker.
Yes.
Wayne Noah.
Yes.
Mr. Lee Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Maureen Bowles.
Yes.
And myself, Joseph Welch. Yes. Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. We'll go to next item, number 14, zoning text amendment, section 13.2, 8.3, 8.4, 5.0, and 5.4. City of Savannah, our food truck court and commissary kitchen. Mr. Marcus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as we discussed briefly in the pre-meeting, this is something that an amendment that the city staff and NPC staff have been working on to look at possibly expanding the location of where food truck courts, which is what we'll be calling them going forward, are permitted. One of the things we've looked at a number of things, including some development standards and a number of conditions associated with the use. As well, primarily as the location on where they would be permitted from a zoning standpoint. As I mentioned in the pre-meeting, we are going to be asking the board to continue this item so that we can further vet primarily the proposed locations from a zoning standpoint, where these will be permitted and possibly some other development standards that we want to associate with this. In addition, we're going to be proposing a new use and definition for commissary kitchen, which doesn't currently exist in the zoning ordinance. So we want to, we're working on that definition, which you can see our draft definition here and the locations where they would be permitted. But again, we think that engaging the public to a degree that we have not done to this stage, as well as reviewing what we've already drafted from the standpoint of conditions to the use and the districts in which it'll be permitted. We'd like to do that and then bring it back to the board at a future meeting.
Okay, is there anybody in the audience here on this topic? Not here in our building, but how about the computer world? Any raised hands?
I see no hands.
No hands. Does anybody have any questions? No commissioners? Okay, I guess we look for a motion to move this to next month's meeting.
This is Cole to make the motion that we continue this to the August 10th meeting.
No, a second.
I'll just take a verbal vote from commissioners. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone again? Okay. Thank you. Well, that was pretty quick. Other business we'll have to put to a vote here today. Looking to have a appoint a nominating committee, which consists of three commissioners. And election time will be around the corner in October for new officers. And the nominating committee consists of Wayne Noah, Ms. Elizabeth Epstein, and Mr. Joe Urban. Anybody have any questions with that? If not, I'll put it to a vote verbal. All in favor of the nominating committee selected?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 Anyone against? Okay. And I'll look for a vote for adjournment.
Cole's motion to adjourn.
Make a second, Wayne.
Second, Noah.
This meeting's adjourned. Everybody have a great week and stay healthy.